where I am going. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher, questioning the thought, where I am going. This is something that all of us have taken into consideration many, many, many times, where we are going. Where am I going? Where I am going? What is my direction in life? What is my choice in life? What are the things in life that are most important to me? What turns me on? What makes me feel life is wonderful, life is exciting, life is a thrilling adventure? What makes me feel that? Well, what makes me feel that is when I make every single moment the most exciting moment that I can conceive of. I am vital, dynamic, alive. Every single moment, I am vital, dynamic, alive. Every single moment, I have every single thought I think as a beautiful, dynamic, wonderful thought that flowers in me and grows in me and knows in me and is fantastic in every wonderful way. Now, how can I say to myself where I am going? How can I understand where I am going? I look about me and I see a fog. I see the morning fog, heavy over the mountains. And I walk out the door to go into the fog, to take my walk up the mountains and around all the beautiful campus grounds here. I cannot see a thing, because everything is clouded in a heavy, heavy fog, or really it's a big cloud that's here on top of the mountain. Down in the valley, perhaps it's not there. And down in the valley it would be called a fog, but again, it's a settling of a cloud. And as I walk around, I do not see anything. I see my path just a few feet ahead of me, but where I am going, I have in my mind my direction. I know where I am going, but I cannot see it. I cannot see it, but I walk step by step, one step at a time, to where I am going. And I say, I am going to the monastery. And I walk the 3 miles from the Hermitage up over the mountains and around to the monastery. And as I arrive at the monastery, the fog is still settled in very strongly. And I look around and I can see a sort of a bump in the fog, and that's the monastery building. And I get closer and I can see it more clearly. But where I am going has to be first in my thought, first in my mind, first in my consciousness. Not necessarily as an objective place, but as a consideration, as an idea. Now, I am going to the monastery after my walk for breakfast with all the rest of the monks. And as I arrive there, the door slides open before me and Rex bounds in and dances around and says, good morning, everybody, good morning, good morning, good morning. And I come in and I bound around and dance around and say, good morning, everybody, good morning. And everybody sparkles and smiles and says, good morning, Herb. It's a wonderful morning. And I might reply, it's a wonderful morning, you can't see a thing, my goodness sakes. Yes, you can. You can always look inside and find the direction clear as a bell of where you're going. Clear as a bell, that doesn't make too much sense, does it? Clear as can be where you are going. Where I am going is always in my heart. I am going straight to the divine in me at all times. I am going straight to the wonderment in me, to the magic in me. And lo and behold, I find it. I find it because I am there, not looking for it, but I am there being it. As I question myself where I am going, I sometimes say, when I make a remark that is not kind, when I make a remark that is unhappy, when I make a remark that makes other people feel not pleasant, not happy, then I am not happy. When I make a remark that tells everybody in the world that the world is not in good condition, then I'm not happy. When I tell my neighbors, my friends, that this is not a very nice thing that's happening here, this weather, this fire, this storm, the trees, whatever, and my neighbors jubilantly agree with me, say, yes, you're right, it's not nice, it's not nice. And then I wake up I wake up and I say, hey, is that what I want? Is that what I want? And the answer, of course, is no. The answer that I want is all to be in divine order. I am going to divine order. I am going to right action. I am going to peace. Now, if this is where I am going, and it truly is where I'm going, then it's up to me to begin to say to myself, this is a wonderful world I live in. I live in a peaceful world. I live in a world filled with joy and harmony and right action. And as I speak these words, as I speak this direction of where I am going, then that is the direction I go. Because everywhere along my path, instead of seeing problems, instead of seeing solutions, I see only the pure white light of joy. I see all that is good and beautiful. I see all that is wonderful and divine. I am so elated, I am so uplifted, I am so thrilled with everything I see. That's where I'm going. And as I go, the thrill, the joy, the inner beingness, the awareness of my divinity, that's the gasoline in my tank. And the lubrication in my beingness is the happiness of my heart. And where I am going is just from one joyful experience to another. There are no challenges in my life. There are no problems that stand before me. There are no things needing solutions, because I do not concentrate on those things that others might say need solutions. I concentrate on all is done now. I see peace on earth now. I see joy right now. I see harmony right now. Where I am going is into my inner self, where all is in divine order. Where I am going is to the purity of my consciousness, to the purity of my creation, of my world, of my universe. And that's all I know, and that's all I see. Because that's all that's important to me. Where I am going is the fulfillment of every good, beautiful, fantastic, joyous, wonderful experience I could ever know. But it's my choice. Now, do I want a world with problems? Not really. Do I want a world with solutions? Not really. Do I want a world that is the fulfillment of every desire of my heart, of every thought that I think, not a desire so much, but every thought I think? I think thoughts of love, of harmony, of peace, of joy, of happiness, and that is what my world is. That's where I am going. I am going right into the midst of that cloud. And in that cloud is what I have placed there. Right action, peace, and truth, goodness, all that is beautiful. That's where I'm going. That's where I am. I don't have to go particularly. I don't have to go to somewhere or outside myself. I just go right within to that inner place of peace, love, joy, and allness. And as I go to this inner place of peace, love, joy, and allness, it is done. And because it is done, it is wonderful. And because it's wonderful, that's who I am. Join with me in knowing where you're going as I know where I am going. Because I'm really not going, I am there. And because I am there, there's nothing to problematic my life. There's nothing to seek a solution. There's nothing to work on. There's just to be. And I am the divine. I am the pureness. I am the right action. I am the truth. I am fulfilled right now. Because that's who I am, and that's all that matters. Wouldn't you say? Oh, I would say so. That's all that matters. And I am the happiest being in the universe because I know where I'm going because I've already arrived. I know what I'm doing because I've already done it. I know who I am because that is the only thing that exists. Have a lovely day, my friends, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.